Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this April 1st. Maybe we'll talk about some of this stuff, but it's just, it's big, you know, and when you start to look at it, I mean, I was asked recently about the issue of vaccines and where do you start and what people I think to try to summarize the concern of the you know, folks that are not very familiar, extremely familiar, and well-versed, I suppose, is the way to put it, on the subject matter talking points in the history. The concern of folks is that it seems like there's information on both sides of the discussion, and what do you do? And then there's this push, like in Rockland County, for example. Wonder what we would find if we dug into Ed Day's background. More coincidences, probably. The Rockland County executive. What? So, the concern, I think, for folks that are not well-versed, and who is? I mean, it's just, why do you... It's bizarre when you start to set aside, you know, again, I mentioned Tony Cartolucci's thread a while back, which is brilliant, you know. Even if you are pro-vaccine, you know, Andrew Wakefield was saying, I'm pro-vaccine, what we should separate out. Why does it have to be MMR? Why can't it just be M and R separately? Why are we combining these? That doesn't seem to be a good thing. There is a potential for harm there. And, you know, the fact that the CDC has been involved in nefarious activity, to say the least, destroying evidence, falsifying data. William Thompson tells us that. He's one of the folks, one of the sources. And what does it say, America? Why are we not concerned when this is happening at government agencies? Remember Bill Posey's testimony? American people should be able to trust and rely on these federal agencies. But 60 Minutes proved to us again recently that drug manufacturers and federal agencies are cozy bedfellows. They have liaisons, interlocutors to translate, basically, or, you know, a third party in between representatives of federal agencies and big pharma, so that they can say, "No, we didn't speak to those people. Never did we. Not one time, never," as Joe Biden says. Factually correct, but contextually fallacious. Which, you know, it's kind of like the devil quoting Psalm 91 to Jesus in the wilderness. Why didn't he add that next verse? Rhetorically speaking. So I think, you know, maybe we'll start with this vaccine thing you know, the measles Rockland County deal, CBS update from last week, and just some of the optics of it. It's interesting. 333 confirmed cases. Always that, you know, we always have a 33 or a 333 in there somewhere. How convenient. And there seems to be an element with this story of sort of Jewish victim psychopathy that's folding in, sort of a Holocaust revisited kind of a thing. Jews are being persecuted. You don't hear it directly. But from the beginning, it seemed like I felt like I was getting the shoulder nudge. Like, hey, you know, this is, you're supposed to notice that it's the Jewish community and there are Jewish folks, Orthodox Jews, and people who are saying, you know, and the guy, I forget his name, but I included the story. Was that Friday? Or whenever it was last week. No, I don't think it was Friday. Might have been Wednesday. You know, fully vaccinated twice, in fact, and oops, it didn't stick. I guess pun intended. Bill Posey, his testimony, the C-SPAN link, that's in last Wednesday's archive. Where is that? Must have been Thursday that I included that. Guy gets vaccinated twice, doesn't work. Oops, that's not what I wanted. Anyway. Immunized young father sick with measles. Detroit Jewish News. That was Thursday's archive that I included that. So there's this sort of element that you hear too, and it's not direct. You know, again, it's just my sneaking suspicion. We're supposed to get that, and you get that in so many things, and you know, all of that reminds me of Pike's letter to Mazzini, and it's maybe it's a spurious document, maybe it was never written, but it sure is funny how events seem to track with the letter. You know, and you come through threads like the Union Jack, published in 1971. It seems to track. Events seem to track with those documents. Funny how that happens, isn't it? And the curious little moments like, you know, what Alice Bailey wrote in her received work about what sound accomplished in World War I. Anyway, we'll come back to that. Important to know history. It's a big ball of mess, but important to know. And it's difficult. Vaccine discussion over the last 20 years in particular. Look what's happened. And this year, man, it's very troubling. We're going to have to, you know, William in Montana, was it last year? I think the beginning of last year. Advocated self-examination and a re-examination, I will say, I'll put it that way, of strategy and tactics. And I think we're there. You know, we've been lulled to sleep on lots of things, like YouTube, for example. It has driven out the ruggedness in a certain number of people. It's been a good platform and, you know, very informative. Lots of people have learned lots of things on it, but now that's all going away. So what do you do? Anyway, I want to go to this CBS News update from last Thursday. County's ban amid measles outbreak spurs vaccinations and protests. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
In today's morning rounds, one suburban community's desperate measures to limit the spread of measles. A state of emergency went into effect overnight in Rockland County, New York. It bans unvaccinated children from most public places. 153 people have been infected by measles in the county since last October. 48 of those infections occurred this year. Nikki Batiste is in West Nyack, Rockland County, with how officials hope the controversial ban will contain the disease. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Starting today, the shopping mall behind me is one of several public places that Rockland County will not allow unvaccinated minors to enter. The outbreak here is concentrated in the Orthodox Jewish community, and the county is now telling parents either get your children vaccinated or keep them home.
Well, my goal is to have this measles officially eradicated again in 2019.
Rockland County Executive Ed Day says he is determined to end the worst measles outbreak in the country. His emergency order went into effect at midnight, banning unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from entering public places, including schools, shopping malls, restaurants, and houses of worship. It does not apply to outdoor spaces.
Is this more of a scare tactic, or are you expecting to actually prosecute people?
We are not expecting to prosecute anybody. It is an attention grabber. I wouldn't call it a scare tactic. We're looking to get people to understand the severity of what we're facing.
Rockland County is facing the state's longest measles outbreak since the disease was officially eradicated in 2000. Day says more than a quarter of children 1 to 18 years old in Rockland County are unvaccinated.
We are still getting people infected. Exposures are still happening, in some cases increasing. And we're meeting resistance in trying to solve it.
Measles is highly, highly contagious.
Our Dr. John LaPook says that about 90% of people who are not vaccinated will come down with the measles if they are exposed to it.
The kicker is that people can actually be contagious for about 4 days before they come down with the rash. They can be running around spreading it to other people without even knowing they have the measles.
The disease has been spreading rapidly nationwide. There are 333 confirmed cases of the measles across 15 states so far this year, nearly surpassing last year's total already. And just yesterday, health officials in Silicon Valley issued a warning that an international traveler may have exposed thousands of people there to the disease. Ed Day says the decision to announce his county's ban was an easy one.
The best interest of the people of Rockland County is to attack this disease with every tool at our disposal.
Critics of the ban say it infringes on civil liberties and could be unconstitutional. It will last for 30 days or until parents decide to get their child a measles vaccine, which is at least 93% effective. Any parent of an unvaccinated child who violates the ban could face up to a $500 fine or up to 6 months in jail. Bianna?
Well, it's definitely an attention grabber, as he had said. This is a really frustrating story to cover. Nikki, thank you. Former Democratic candidate.
Not fear-mongering, not scare tactics, just an attention grabber. You know, fines and jail time. Nah, it's just an attention grabber. Do you see what I'm saying, though? Look at the timing of these things. There's the Golan Heights issue. There's the UN Security Council's resistance to that whole, you know, the dynamics of that issue. And then you have this. And it's concentrated in a Jewish community, and the mall won't let folks in, with unvaccinated children. How do they know? Papieri bitte. That's how. Does this not all sound reminiscent of something from history? So anyway, it's interesting. The timing of these kinds of things. It's very curious to have things, you know, that's three that I just mentioned. That's curious timing, I would say. To just have those, the optics of those three topics line up, and that sort of, again, along the same lines of the plot laid out in Pike's letter to Mazzini. How convenient. But I'm just imagining that. So. That must be another April Fool's joke. And so what is the point here? You know, you have, again, stories like immunized young father sick with measles. He's immunized twice, you know, and there is the part of this story includes the discussion about how Jewish immigrants are possibly responsible for the outbreak. So, you know, it's just that whole angle on the story has me very suspicious. I think for obvious reasons. I think people need to be asking, why is this happening? So there's that, and then, you know, of course, you get at the end of the segment that we played, 93% effective. Again, that's curious, because the number, you know, like in the CDC fraud case, the Merck efficacy fraud case, the number was 95, not 93. That's interesting. But whatever the case, you know, and so that's just another one of those plausibly deniable coincidences. But whatever the case, whether it's 93 or 95, there is still the suspicion that that number is completely fallacious. And so, yeah. Let's see. How can we do that easily? 007 vaccine protocol. Protocol 007 FDA document supports claim of mumps vaccine. This is, it's been a long time. It's been more than 20 seconds, so. Age of Autism. Protocol 007 FDA document supports claim of mumps vaccine fraud. Protocol 007 Merck denies fraud, but feds seek new mumps vaccine as cases spread. So, yeah. And, you know, we've talked about some of the other aspects. I mean, there's the biological, you know, the bioweapon aspect. There's the pre-release of novel strains, which that was World Health Organization link from 2009. I put in the archives last Wednesday, I believe. World Health Organization admits that, you know, sometimes we pre-release novel strains so that, you know, we could fast-track vaccines, know what's in the strain because we released it, and then, hey, we have a vaccine for that. So you can target certain people groups, certain genotypes and people groups with bioweapons. You can pre-release stuff. And, you know, if this is the longest, 153 cases, oh my goodness, since October of last year, it's definitely a pandemic. What are we going to do? Never mind the fact that measles historically was not, you know, anything necessarily to be terribly concerned about. Again, you know, we played the clip from the Brady Bunch back in the 70s. Oh, you know, you got red spots. Gotta stay home. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, again, speaking of strange coincidences, curious coincidences, Congress holds hearings last month, and all we remember, the big takeaway was Ethan Lindenberger, an 18-year-old who says, you know, my mom gets her information on Facebook. I get mine from official sources, government sources like Reddit. And, you know, that's what people remember. This kid who sounds like an articulate, intelligent young man, looks healthy, vibrant, and we don't want to acknowledge the fact that he was homeschooled and not vaccinated. Huh, that's curious. Funny how that works. So, you know, Congress is talking about the vaccine debate, or so-called. And again, the timing is curious. How all of these things, you know, people don't realize. I mean, the issue of the day, the Fabian sort of push. Issue of the day, here, we're going to advance the line on this one today, tomorrow this one. Wait, I thought this was a concern. You know, so it'll be interesting to see how the vaccine discussion sort of fades into the background. It's an outbreak. It's an epidemic. We have to do something. Until the next issue presents itself. You know? Funny how that happens, isn't it? So, back to the history thing. You know, I'll mention this. I'll get into it. And then, I don't know, we could talk about it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, you know, people talk about things that have gone on, you know, Jews and heartless Nazis, for example, is a soundbite that I've heard floated. And, you know, World War II and just awful things, you know, World War I, the awful things that have happened over the course of recent contemporary, you know, not so far back history, last 100 years, say. And I say, yeah, but it's interesting, you know, how my, you know, my thought, my musing is considering what a little coterie or cabal of folks have engineered the vast majority of the awfulness over the past 200 years. You know, I believe more 2 Chronicles 7:14 is in order. You know, it's just a small coterie of folks. You know, the Federal Reserve was a coup. That's a fact of history. The 16th Amendment was effectively a coup as well. Where do we begin, though? Where do we go? It's so big. So if I'm pressed to explain myself, what do you mean? It starts to get tricky. And so I would say, you know, there's so much. And most people have no idea. You know, I know. Most people have no idea. I would say, suffice it to say, everything we're led to believe. And so, you know, you start thinking about Christianity or this or that. No, everything we're led to believe, not things you discover for yourself. Everything we're led to believe in the public square is a cleverly crafted web of lies, I would say. But some of the high points, listen to Patrick Claussen's mind-blowingly honest 60-second excerpt of honesty circa 2012. You know, the so-called foreign policy expert, Patrick Claussen, about how all wars have always worked. I frankly think that crisis initiation is tough. Crisis initiation? Buddy, shoulder a rifle. Let's see you hit the front lines. You lead the charge, okay? It's that important, John Bolton. You lead the charge, buddy. Want to see you out there on the front lines. Shoulder that weapon, soldier. Let's see it. It's important. Let's do it. And by the way, while we're at it, Smelly Butler was right. Let's take the profit and the profit-making, the obscene profit-making out of war and vaccines. It's a matter of national security. Well, if it's a matter of national security, there should be no obscene profit-making in it. I mean, isn't that just kind of obvious? Well, if we want, you know, any sort of dedicated effort, then there has to be obscene profit-making. It's the only way to galvanize, resolve, and now. Virtue, morality, and religion. We start there. And that precludes obscene profit making. Stick around, be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Bottom of the second hour already of today's broadcast. And so a few things, a few of the high points, and then we'll go to the phones. So I mentioned, you know, here are some of the high points. You know, there's so much. Where do you start? Who do you throw on? I mean, you know, the list could go on and on and on. So, for starters, I say Patrick Claussen. That's how wars, I mean, not, you know, as a canonical reference, if you will. This is always the first, and no. But, you know, this is definitely one of the high points. Foreign policy expert, so-called, Patrick Claussen tells us, 60 seconds, this is how all wars work. Some people may recall, or some people may think you may recall. Anyway, so that's interesting. Then you have examples like Richard Thieme explaining at DEF CON 26 why cocaine and really all drug trafficking in America will never end under the present circumstances. The executive branch makes too much money. And it serves other purposes, obviously, which is also why the war on drugs, which was a complete lie, and John Ehrlichman told us that 25 years ago. But it's why this persists, because it's good for business. Isn't it? You know? I mean, gosh, even, you know, again, I mean, you look at the, like I said, ADX Florence, that story in Fremont, Colorado got bought off for 750 to 900 permanent jobs. But you know what? I'll bet you if you go back and look over the course of the last 25 years, it hasn't worked out quite the way that they were promised. I had to guess. Never does. Anyway, moving on quickly. So Patrick Claussen, Richard Thieme, read the headline of the newspaper on Ralph, the top of Ralph Epperson's website and the date of its publication, and ask yourself how the FDR administration did not know what Hawaii newspaper managed to publish a week in advance. The Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission have been steering modern American politics for the past 100 years. James Perloff gave a brilliant lecture on the shadows of power, the CFR, and key historical moments. It's brilliant. Anthony Sutton and Patrick Wood authored the definitive work on the Trilateral Commission and much more, obviously Anthony Sutton, including the truth about how the arms race and the Cold War were all a sham cooked up by the same aforementioned interest to escalate the present warmongering and police state apparatus. Pike's letter to Mazzini, obviously. You know, once someone sort of sees, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, then you can look at Pike's letter and see, gosh, that's curious. Then you start looking at other things. So Alice Bailey, continuing Helena Blavatsky's work, this Theosophical Society wrote in her received work, that's what it's, you know, called on the Wikipedia entry. Can't make this stuff up. Titled The Externalization of the Hierarchy, read what she wrote about the esoteric purpose of and what was accomplished by the power of prolonged sound. What did it do? Read and or watch Mike Rivero's All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. You know, and then realize that because of that, it's not surprising when presidents who challenge this power seem to always be confronted by crazies. Milford Ryerson Howard, in his book, The American Plutocracy, explained, and that was published a long time ago, by the way, 1895. He wrote Garfield. He said, you know, I take it that Mr. Garfield stated an axiomatic truth when he said that whoever controls the volume of money in any country is the absolute master of all industry and commerce. And it wasn't long after those remarks that President Garfield had an encounter. Read about the Fabian Society and the Fabian Socialists. H.G. Wells was a Fabian Socialist. He wrote in the New World Order, published in 1939, which is listed as nonfiction. In Chapter 5, Unsated Youth, he wrote, in the technically crude past, the illiterate have-nots were sweated and overworked. It was easy to find toil to keep them all busy, such as such surplus multitudes are wanted no more. Toil is no longer marketable. Machines can toil better and with less resistance. George Bernard Shaw was a Fabian socialist, but favored quicker methods and was a fan of Hitler and Mussolini and other more expedient dictators. He made remarks typical of what Fabians believe, and we've all heard that. Edward Bellamy was a Fabian socialist. His cousin, Francis Bellamy, is credited with the creation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Interestingly, early on, the Pledge of Allegiance used the Bellamy salute, which looks strikingly similar to, you know, something a little less favorably remembered. There was the light bulb conspiracy. There was Wall Street's fascist conspiracy. Sounds very similar. Standard Oil and IG Farben formed an alliance and referred to themselves as the Council of the Gods. No kidding. Ivy Lee, the PR man who recreated John D. Rockefeller's image, testified to Congress. He'd been sent to Germany by Standard Oil and IG Farben to interview Adolf Hitler, Hermann Göring, and the Nazi regime to analyze their potential for public relations. And he died shortly after giving that testimony. James Perloff's Truth is a Lonely Warrior is interesting. CIA created Al Qaeda, and National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski even called Jimmy Carter to congratulate him, as I mentioned earlier. Then you fast forward 20 years from there, and you read the article, How Jimmy Carter and I Started the Mujahideen. Look up pictures of Z-Big hanging out with Osama bin Laden, recruited by the CIA out of King Abdulaziz School for Economics and Business Management. Or, you know, there's pictures of Rami shaking hands with Saddam Hussein, you know, today's frenemy, because that's how it works. Yesterday's friend is today's enemy is tomorrow's, well, frenemy. Or the long history of the Bush family with the bin Laden family, or how bin Laden's family just keeps having mysterious plane crash accidents, including out of Texas, or how FBI translator Sybelle Edmonds discovered that the bin Laden family and other presumed suspects were flown out of the country in the early days after 9/11, or how Osama bin Laden was never wanted by the FBI in connection with September 11. Gary Webb, look up Dark Alliance, referred to his friend Jonathan Quitney's brilliant book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World, and explained in 2 minutes what none of the so-called foreign policy experts can ever seem to figure out, that when people around the world are shot with American guns and American bullets, you have a tendency to make enemies. Go figure. Or perhaps there's more happening behind the wizard's curtain than we're led to believe or allowed to know, you might say. Incidentally, both Webb and Quitney met with untimely demises, as did folks like Michael Hastings, Daphne Caruana Galizia, and former CIA, Iran-Contra, American Air, etc., or Air America, etc., pilot Philip Marshall, to name a few. And this doesn't even scratch the surface, as you and I know. So, I think this year, it's going to be interesting. As I mentioned earlier in today's broadcast, the week of September 11 includes a Friday the 13th. I think that week should probably be full coverage of September 11 as a, you know, never forget. I'm sure the mainstream media is already planning for that kind of stuff, you know, the never forget. And I agree. Let us truly not forget. All the specifics. How can we showcase that in a way? Because at the 10-year mark, folks like James Corbett were asking, if we haven't accomplished anything yet, will we ever? And now we're a generation removed, essentially. So I think we should circle back. And again, you know, I'm reminded constantly of Andrew Breitbart's CPAC 2012 speech, Everything has changed. Everything has changed. Conservatives aren't going to take it anymore. And one of the big takeaways there is that the folks who are generally too good-natured to put a stop to all of this need to draw a hard line in the sand and say, okay, enough is enough, because there is a cultural decline, there's a drift that has been occurring, and it needs to stop. Anyway, to the phones we go. William in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
You know, if you want to control a people, you know, the best way to do it is to destroy their knowledge of history, and also their sense of place, and to keep them from, as Jefferson suggested in the opening paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, from assuming the powers of the earth, you know, assuming among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them. And I think nothing illustrates our education system, public education system in the United States, better than that. You know, you strip people from their knowledge of history, and you destroy their sense of place, you know, and as a geographer, you know, that's what I have my degree in. I find that one of the most important and little talked about skills and knowledges that keep a people free. You have to know where you're from, and you have to know where you live. And, you know, one of the things that the internet has given us is this instantaneous drug of constant barrage of stimulation where it doesn't matter where you are. And you see this with people walking around looking at their screens, you know. I mean, it makes me nervous when they're, you know, driving in a car behind me. But it even makes me scared when I see kids walking down steps as soon as they come out of school. And they're not looking at the day. They're not looking at where they're going. They're looking at these screens.
Yeah.
And so it completely destroys your sense of space and where you really are. So you become disembodied. And when you're disembodied, you can be easily moved. You can be easily defeated. You can be easily thrown. You know, the first thing they teach you in martial arts is to ground yourself. You know, you need to be grounded. If you don't feel your feet touching the earth in a primary way, you can easily be thrown. You can be easily defeated. And when I looked over the weekend, I went looking into my notes on history, and the history in particular of Russophobia, you know, because, you know, if anyone knows about this sort of Russophobia that has infected the West, you will know that this isn't something that just started with the Cold War. That this goes way, way back, and when people are trying to, like I was doing over the weekend, trying to understand what drives the persistence and the almost religious zeal of this Russophobia. And when I started tracing it back through my notes on this, which surprised me how extensive they've become over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, I didn't know where to start, because each time I kept peeling off another, you know, onion layer of history, it kept going back and back and back. You know, at first I thought I was just going to settle in on just just the recent history, you know, like Nixon, you know, the other person that was impeached for what? He was impeached for starting this detente. You know,
but he actually wasn't impeached. He resigned just as a
Under fear. Under fear of impeachment.
Exactly. Yeah, for Hillary Clinton's recollection. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast. We're on the phones. We have William in Montana on the line. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, the threat of impeachment, when you're trying to figure out, I saw a lot of parallels when I was looking at my notes on the Nixon years, how this impeachment process started. And the reasons behind it, people say, well, it resulted from Watergate, blah, blah, blah. But why is all this activity to impeach Trump. Where did that? Was that caused by his collusion with the Russians? No, it was probably caused by his threat, which really was seen as a threat, of bettering relationships with Russia, like Nixon. Back in the day, it was all when I was in high school, or actually early college, there was all this talk about détente, with the Russians. Now Nixon was doing it, not because he was a great guy and an honest man, but he was doing it because he needed to take something. He needed to take the domestic problems that he was having, which was great. People were asking for racial equality. They were wanting to get out of Vietnam, and there was a lot of turmoil in the culture. And so he wanted to find something to take their minds off of that. And so he wanted to show his the great strides that he was making in easing, strained relationships with both Russia and China, and so he had these meetings, and that was the thing that really got this whole impeachment thing going, was to try to stop this process of taking away our enemy. We need enemies. All of the people, people that swarm Congress with money and campaign contributions, they really need an enemy for business, especially the arms dealers. And it was interesting to see so many parallels between that process. And as you pointed out, we don't have civic classes anymore. And a lot of people believe that impeachment is a way of terminating a presidency or getting rid of the president. You impeach him and he has to go. Well,
right.
If you know the laws, that's not true.
And how ironic, again, I have to mention,
sure.
At her Wesley commencement speech, Hillary Clinton a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Talking about, there was a president who was impeached. No, actually, it was your husband that was impeached, and he didn't leave office. So, anyway.
Right.
It's funny how she doesn't seem to remember those facts accurately. Anyway.
And it doesn't matter in this country, because who could put two and two together when it comes to civics and comes to history?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully we can continue on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Third hour coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.